You must know how to invest well. It has been said, and too often quoted, that the only certainties in life are death and taxes. To these two certainties, I add one more: being confused by and ignorant about investing. Because investing is a confounding activity, you may be tempted to look with envious eyes at those people in the world who appear to be savvy about money and investing. Remember that all of us start with the same level of financial knowledge, that is to say, with none. No one is born knowing this stuff. The only difference between those who know and those who don't is that those who know have invested their time and energy acquiring knowledge about the investment world. Before I discuss the major investing alternatives, I want to start with something that's quite basic, yet important. What exactly do I mean when I say investing? Investing means that you have money put away for future use. If you put your money in your mattress, you've chosen an investment, one that pays no interest and is subject to theft and fire. Many people chose to invest their money in their mattresses during the Great Depression in the United States in the early 1930s. Why, you ask? Well, banks were failing, and the stock market fell off a cliff. Therefore, during the Great Depression, the mattress was a reasonable place to invest. Although many people didn't know it then, an even better place to invest their money was in government-backed bonds that appreciated in value as inflation ebbed. Investing involves the process of making choices. Whether you place your money in the bank, a mattress, or a relative's business, you ultimately decide where you invest it. But some people invest some or even all of their money by default, without making a concerted decision. Others invest for reasons that don't match their current and long-term best interests. Do any of the following scenarios sound familiar? You hold your investment in a parking place until you figure out what to do with your money. Today, the equivalent of the Depression-era mattress is a bank account. When most people receive money, it goes into the local bank account, if it isn't spent first, where it may sit for years on end, earning little, if any, interest. Your investments were sold to you by a broker or financial advisor who was more interested in his profits than yours. Many people hold investments that they don't understand, and the investments may not be appropriate for their financial situation and goals. Perhaps you're already a student of the investing school of hard knocks and have lost money on poor investments ravaged by high commissions and fees. Your current investments are based on your previous circumstances. Although your situation may change slowly from year to year, it may differ greatly from where you were 5 or 10 years ago. Maybe you bought investments that made sense for you when you were in a much higher or lower tax bracket. Perhaps your investment holdings require too much time to track and monitor. You inherited your investments and stuck with them. What made a good investment for your parents, grandparents, or other relatives doesn't necessarily make sense for you. And who says that what they held ever was a good investment? You can love a person and honor her memory, yet still be analytical and practical about the investments that she left you. This audiobook will help you understand your best investment options so that you may begin to choose and construct a portfolio, which is a collection of investments, that fits your financial situation and goals. Literally, tens of thousands of different investments exist. There are thousands of stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and other vehicles. Unfortunately for the novice, and even for experts who are honest with you, knowing the name of the investment or company is just the tip of the iceberg. Underneath each of these investments lurks a veritable mountain of details. If you wanted to, and had the ability, you could make a full-time endeavor out of analyzing financial statements and talking to business employees, customers, suppliers, and so on. However, I don't want to scare you away from investing just because some people do it on a full-time basis. Making wise investments need not take a lot of your time. If you know where to get high-quality information and you purchase quality, managed investments, you can leave the investment management to the best experts. Then you can do the work that you're best at and have more free time for fun stuff. An important part of the making wise investments process is knowing when you have enough information to do things well on your own versus when you should hire others to help you. For example, investing in foreign stock markets is generally more difficult to research and understand compared with domestic markets. Thus, hiring a good money manager, such as through a mutual fund, makes more sense when investing overseas.